Well, some interesting things have occurred since I did my last podcast, my last episode. And I don't know, I've just been doing researching like a lot of hell testimonies. So I just think that's something I should point out for anybody who's listening. The hell testimonies are like a really good way to help non-believers become believers, because it's just a whole what if possibility, you know. It's kind of like what if your car breaks down? How else are you going to get to work? You know, what if? Now, you don't honestly think, you know, you trust that your car is going to be working, but in this day and age, cars are always messing up. So what if my car breaks down? Am I going to have a plan B? I can Uber. I can catch the bus. I can, you know, I don't know. There's other things, alternatives for you to start thinking about. So then now you got to think about, what if you live after you die? And if you do live after you die, where do we go? Where do we go? And so that's for me. Sorry, I'm like trying to do a lot of things at once right now. I'm driving because I'm working. But I had to get this out. So what if hell is real, right? You got to think, like, there's a strong possibility, you know, that everything that you've been told here isn't true. You know what I mean? And you like, a lot of it is just common sense, like the whole flat earth thing. Like, you should research that, you know, because that makes a lot of sense. And everything that NASA is telling us, that doesn't make a lot of sense. It's actually is fabricated. You can tell it's a lie. They've been caught in so many lies. There's so much proof out there, and it's not hard to find. Like, the truth is out there, you know. So if you don't know the truth by now, honestly, you're just an idiot, because you're what they want. That's why they say hell's gonna be filled, you know, filled to capacity. I forget where I heard this at. It was in one of the Gospels, I think, from the Apocrypha, or one of the books that were excluded from the Bible. And I don't know if it was Bartholomew, or, but I think it might have been that. And he asked Jesus, like, how many people die a day? And he said about 30,000. And he said, well, how many out of that go to heaven? He said, like one or two or something like that. Like one out of 30,000. You know, I think it was just one out of 30,000. For every 30,000 people that die, one of them will go to heaven. That's pretty bad, you know. And I don't know, I just think you should do your research. Just go on YouTube. YouTube is really hard for the government to control and monitor. They can control your cable, your satellite dishes, like, they can control all that. And like I said, I don't believe anybody can go to space, because I believe in the Bible. I believe there's a glass firmament. I don't believe in planets. I've looked at the planets through telescopes, and they're very watery. They look like there's water in the lens. Like, you can't even see it. It just looks like light. It looks like light shining through a glass of water. That's what it looks like. That's what planets look like. So the shit that they show is, those are all fucking, excuse me for cussing, but they're photoshopped, and they're manipulated CGI graphics, you know. It's so obvious. I mean, it doesn't take a really intelligent person to figure it out. Like, you could be pretty much stupid to figure this out. The problem is people are lazy, and people are only worried about themselves every day. They're only worried about, when I get off work, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go do that. They're always worried about their self, you know. And I mean, it's good to, like, have things that you do, you know, like hobbies or, you know, thing like recreation. I don't know. You can't really say recreational activities no more, because that means a lot of different. It usually means drugs now. But what I'm meaning is, like, you know, if you go play tennis or you want to go shoot some basketball, like, you're trying to get some exercise in, and you want to do it in a fun way, like sports, where you don't really feel like you're exercising, you know? Which I think we should do for fitness, but now it's just like weightless and all that. I don't know. But, you just have to know that this is not going to be easy. Like, nobody's going to hold your hand. Nobody's going to help you with anything. Like, you need to understand that Jesus is calling you. And if you know what that name means, that means that you've already heard about Jesus in some type of way, whether it was negative or positive. You heard that name and you recognize it. And, you know, 99.9% of the population are going to have negative feelings when they hear that name, because we all got demons around us. We just don't see them. You know, it's like, the best way I could put it is, like, when you die, you're watching a movie. But when you're alive, like I'm alive right now talking to you, we're the main actors in the movie. So everybody who's alive, who's listening to this, we're the actors that's alive in the movie. When we die, we're watching it, and the people in the movie can't hear the people in the audience. You see what I'm saying? So once you're dead, it's over. All right, you can't pray to God no more. You can't ask for forgiveness. You can't try to get right with Him. You just can't. You didn't take time to know Him and get to know His teachings and get to know what His life was about here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand, there's so much manipulation out there, but what makes people true Christians believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior is because we pay attention. When you pay attention to the details, you know what I'm saying, to your life, your whole life is a conversation between you and God. Your whole life is a conversation between you and God. It's you doing things and God trying to teach you to do the right things. You know what I mean? Because we come from a broken mold. We're living under the curse. And it should have been just a wrap for us, because it was just a bad batch. You know what I mean? But God loves us so much that He came here and He tried to show us how to live in love. And He lived a sinless life. The only person to ever live a sinless life was Jesus. And what did we do? We killed Him. We killed Him. He's coming here preaching love and prosperity, like, love each other, treat people how you want to be treated. Everything about Him was just good. And we killed Him. You see what I'm saying? So how's it now? In the Bible said, in the end times, they will call bad good and good bad. And that's exactly where we at. You know what I mean? We so past the limit, like, that's how much grace God has given us. It's serious. Like, there's nothing more serious right now than you pulling out a King James Version of the Bible, or going online and doing an internet search for the King James Version of the Bible and start reading. And if you're not a good reader, they got audio Bibles that'll read to you. And if you're so busy during your day where you just don't got time to do it, well, when you lay down at night to go to sleep, play the audio Bible. Go on YouTube and start doing research on Jesus. They got audio Bible. They got the Bible on YouTube. They got chapters. And not only that, but they got books that were took out of the Bible that are on YouTube. Like the book of Enoch, the book of Jasher, the Gospel of Thomas. Bartholomew, that's a really good one, because I believe that's when after Jesus was resurrected, he's the only person to conquer death. So I mean, Satan was the most powerful angel that God made. He was in charge of all the angels. He was the most powerful angel. But when he made Jesus, Jesus is over Satan. Because Jesus is the Son of God. His father was God. His mother was human. She was a virgin. It's called Immaculate Conception. It's only happened once. So, I don't know. I'm doing this because I have to do this. I do not want to be a lukewarm Christian. You know what I mean? But I want to do this. So it's not that I just have to do this. We all have to do this. We're called to be disciples, to go out here and be passionate about it. You know what I mean? If you're lukewarm, he'll spit you out of his mouth like he never knew you. The goal right now is how to make the rapture. How do I make the rapture? That's the most important thing anybody should be focused on. How do I make the rapture? For one, stop fornicate. No more sex. I'm done. I'm not having sex no more. If I get married, if that's what happens, then cool. I'm not going to masturbate. I'm not going to watch no porn. I'm not going to open no portals. I'm not going to watch anything demonic. I'm not going to listen to anything demonic. No, it's strictly focused on Jesus 100% of the time, all day long. It's going to be uncomfortable at first. It's going to be hard at first. It's going to be a process because we were born into Satan's world. We're born in here programmed already. You have to break that conditioning. You have to do it. You have to retrain your brain. You have to reprogram your mind. You have to, or you're going to hell. You don't want to miss the rapture. I promise you that. You do not want to miss the rapture because it's a downward spiral. Christians that get left behind, a lot of them are not going to be faithful until death. A lot of them are going to act like they're not going to take the mark of the beast. They're not going to get the 666 on their right hand or their forehead. Well, soon as the demons and the Antichrist start torturing these people, they change their mind very quickly. So they take the mark to escape getting tortured. And the torture devices that they're going to have here, they already got them stored in warehouses right now. We're here. This is the end of the movie. Okay? Wake up. Nobody's going to help you. You can't trust nobody. We can trust God. We can trust Jesus. That's it. That's all we can trust. We got to pray for everybody else.